This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Here we go. It's hour four of the GMAC Nation Live Twin Peaks in Grapevine. Be safe out there if you're heading in. Maybe take a rain jacket. Wow, it is definitely cats and dogs out there. The Doppler looks like Noah's Ark level stuff sitting to the west of us. No. I guess it's going to stay this way until about 7 o'clock. It'll start slowing down, and we'll be rain-free by the time we get to about 9 o'clock tonight. We should be through the worst of it. But, major rain event here as we chat now. We go out to Philadelphia. Brooks Cabina, Eagles beat writer for The Athletic, joining us here on your home of the Cowboys. And a good evening, Brooks. How the heck are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing good. Feeling a little bit better after Cowboys get the win in Week 11. Now, Philly is rolling, and we're just wondering, I mean, how toxic has it gotten? What is the sentiment? What do Eagles fans believe they're looking at? Is the roster on the field really coming into form? But, off the field, plenty of reasons for concern once again.
Well, you've got one of the biggest, best defensive stretches that's happened on the Eagles' history. And on the other side, on the offense, a group of highly talented individuals that haven't been able to find a way to get things together consistently. And when that happens, we've seen that over the couple of years. I started covering the Eagles in 2023, and I joined the Athletic covering them at that time, and they were in a six-game stretch of A.J. Brown going for 125 yards, and then the offensive collapse happened thereafter. And a lot of the same kind of drama was happening towards the back end of that's happening right now. Now, if you ask a lot of players, these are things that are kind of part of a family, things that they talk about in accountability to each other. Once they start to leak out to the media, on social media or whatever, that's when it starts to become a little out of their control. And, in the DFW market, you guys understand, Philadelphia market as well, that creates a cycle of news and the drama continues and it just keeps on going. So we had a little bit more of that today. And really what will fix all of that is just for them to get on the same page. This is an offense that is under first-time offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo, and there was a two-game stretch before the bye week where they figured it on the run and in the pass. But there are schematic reasons for why this offense is not doing well, and there is a bunch of alpha personalities on this offense that whenever it doesn't work out, they voice their frustrations, and they have to work that out together. So in some ways, it's very visible. In some ways, it's business as usual, and they're still 8-2 and had won the Super Bowl last year, and they've learned how to operate this way for a while, so it's interesting to point that out.
So did losing Kellen Moore set him back?
Losing somebody that had been an offensive coordinator in several places and, had a lot of what he was doing last year. I thought what was interesting what Kellen Moore did was he deviated from a lot of his tendencies. The way that they leaned into a conservative run-oriented attack on the back end spoke to how he was able to understand what he had across the personnel group and figuring out the answer schematically to do that. Now, Kevin Petullo has been in that system. He was there last year. He's been with Nick Sirianni ever since they were together with the Colts, but he's never called plays before. So just to compare him to Kellen Moore is somewhat unfair, but you look at that and it's true. So the real question dates back to even around the Super Bowl where it was pretty expected that Kevin Petullo was going to be the next play caller. They had gone deep into playoffs, eliminating some candidates that might have gone elsewhere. And the question was, well, why would you go to a first-time coordinator? In 2023, that's what happened, and the offensive schematics went tumbling down towards the end, and that could spell prophecy for whenever it happens again. We're starting to see a little bit of that right now. But in 23, the defense was so bad that they could not overcome it. Right now, the defense is amazing. So that's erasing a lot of it right now.
So is the prevailing sentiment like, wow, this is so amazing, we've gotten this figured out after maybe looking vulnerable for the first 6 weeks of the season, they have a massive winning formula, or is the more of the public discussion around, you know, this thing's going to fall apart because it did in 2023?
Well, the question is whether they figure this out. Schematically, this is my opinion, and to the people I've talked about and watched on tape and watched in these games, the passing game has been part of the problem, and so has the running game. Part of what you're seeing is Jalen Hurts is seeing the most zone coverage in his career. This is an offense where you have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, two plus wide receivers that any team would envy. They've built a system over since Sirianni was hired that pursued matchups, that meant pursuing man coverage. There were ways that they were able to dictate that over the last couple of years, and this year they haven't been able to do that so much. So you look at the numbers, and I use EPA because I like the efficiency per snap, and you look at man coverage, Jalen Hurts is ninth in EPA per dropback. In zone coverage, he ranks 26th. So there are a lot of reasons for that. One, part of it is the really just the comfortability it looks like in Jalen Hurts and his ability to pursue matchups in that zone coverage. It's also when you look at some of the routes. Last week, Devontae Smith had a couple of drops. You start watching A.J. Brown. Some of the times, he's not getting quite the separation there. You can go deeper and look at how Kevin Petullo, earlier on in the season, what were the route concepts and what did that look like? There was some banality in that. So the idea is whether they can figure this out. That's a week-to-week thing. And right now, the answer is right now, no. So is that against the Cowboys? Is that later on? I think one of the things you have to point out, too, is they played some really great defenses in the Detroit Lions. In the pass rushing scheme, Green Bay Packers, y'all realize what Micah Parsons can do. They were very concerned about what he would do on third and long. You know, it was apparent in that. And I think they're very talented and able to do that. The question is how they also get the run game, which is an entirely other question, if you want to talk more about that.
Yeah, it's Brooks Cabina joining us here from the Athletic, Eagles beat writer, as we're live at Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie. My apologies if I said something else, maybe Grapevine. Grapevine might have
Grapevine,
been on my mind.
Yeah. It's G's. You know, it's the G's that'll get us. But, Brooks, you mentioned the running game there. Well, is Barkley not at the height of his powers? Is it the offensive line? I mean, what is also the health status of this line heading into Sunday?
Yeah, I start with the health of this offensive line. That's been a problem throughout this year. Cam Jurgens, their starting center, was a Pro Bowler in his first time replacing Jason Kelce last year. I mean, he was integral to their success last year. And then during the playoffs, he was dealing with the back injury that he played through and gutted through the Super Bowl. Had surgery in the offseason, missed some time, and he's still dealing with ailments. He had a knee injury. He's limited today with a concussion that he suffered on Sunday. Brett Toth, a backup at center, he played guard sometimes when Landon Dickerson was hurt. There are setbacks when that happens. Lane Johnson, he's been out, and it's pretty pronounced what the Eagles are able to do without him since 2016. The record is starkly different without that all-pro in the lineup. So you look at the way that the run schemes are then used. That's why I think the Dallas Cowboys game is super interesting, because the interior has been a problem. And this is a defense that reshaped itself by bringing in Quinnen Williams, Kenny Clark, and I find that uniquely equipped to what some of the problems that they're having offensively. Now, they've tried to use a lot of different things in attacking the edge, whether that's pitches or sweeps or even the screen game a little bit, but they have not figured out the inside run. And I don't think that is Saquon Barkley dropping in his talent. I mean, in the preseason and training camp, he was doing amazing things on the sideline and in warmups. I see him daily. I do not think he has lost anything in terms of his athleticism. I really do think that it's the opportunities that they have, the schemes that they're choosing, and sometimes it's the wrong one.
Brooks Cabina here, Eagles beat writer for The Athletic, with you here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, so on the other side, what is the Eagles' weakness? If the Cowboys are going to have success offensively, what does that look like?
Yeah, it's that defensive line. On the Cowboys' side, you're leveraging that defensive line, particularly on the interior. If Cam Jurgens indeed does not play, and I mean, he's limited today, but that doesn't guarantee he'll play, they'll have a mismatch. on the interior. And also on the edge, the Eagles have not been very good blocking with their tight ends. They've tried to use some of their depth with their fullback packages, but that's been an issue, even in the tush push and in the short yardage. That is not something that they have been able to hang their hat on. So in those scenarios where that used to be a plus for the Eagles, now when you're looking at how the Cowboys have reshaped themselves defensively, that is a target that I would expect them to try and exploit. So defensively for the Eagles, it's hard to look at that and see where exactly does this where's the vulnerability. I'm writing a story right now about Jalen Phillips, the trade deadline acquisition for them. I have never seen a player with so much immediate impact. He has been amazing.
Yeah.
And their secondary has started to figure things out. Adoree Jackson was a target as a CB2 that was precarious as the season began, but he has picked it up. Vic Fangio, longtime defensive coordinator, has called him a survivor, this cheap contract veteran that wasn't very good at the start of the season, who was injured and benched and came back, and he had a hell of a game on Sunday. So if the Cowboys figure it out, then that would be surprising to me, and everybody else would try to copy that the rest of the year.
Brooks, you kind of feel like, though, this is a team of a little bit, I know, and they're a Super Bowl champion, but a little bit of a team of destiny with the way that they've kind of won some of these games with all the things that have gone on the field, off the field.
What's interesting is at the center of it is Nick Sirianni, and whenever I got here, covering him through the immediate collapse that I covered in 23, the city that was calling for his firing, the offseason in which he gave up play calling and all that, he's uniquely in this position of that's kind of like a baseball manager, someone that, he's still very involved in the schematics. I don't want to, and I'm not trying to denigrate either sport, but it's the way I can explain this, that you have these personalities throughout the locker room that you're starting to see, whether it's on social media or in the interviews that you're seeing, and behind the scenes, Sirianni's the one that's supposed to hold this all together, and that they continue to win and continue to find ways to win whenever they're down or whenever things start to flare up. One of the things that I've noticed, despite all of the things that people might be seeing nationally, there's really not much on the field that I've seen turn into a problem. There are some plays you might point out and be like, oh, looks like A.J. Brown led up there. I mean, he gets locked up on a third down throw. You could go either way with that. But really, when I look at the entirety of the team, they're showing up to work on game day. And I think that speaks to what Sirianni's done in terms of how he's organized the team culture. And he's the winningest coach for the Eagles in terms of their win percentage over the history. And I think that speaks a lot to what he's done.
With how they intend to defend George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb, I mean, we've got, Brian Broaddus, our Super Bowl winning scout here. And he talked how week one, it was Quinyon Mitchell on Pickens. Do you expect the same, or how do you think that Dick Fangio will go in executing one here to defend the Cowboys wide receivers?
I would expect what works before might they try again, but also the factor here, probably a name not many people know, they traded for Michael Carter II from the Jets, who used to be the highest paid nickel in the league last year, and he slowly made his way into the lineup last week, only on fourth down situations, but he's the guy that could go in and really help them out in the slot. Now, he's been playing and practicing at nickel and safety. Why I mention him is because the secondary where you might lean on Quinyon Mitchell to travel a bunch, you now have acquired another person who may make it you don't have to do that so much. And we haven't seen that so much yet, and mostly it's him integrating into the system. I've talked to him several times in the locker room, and it's been gradual. And Cooper DeJean has been complimentary of him, and he says he's getting there. But that, I think, unless Vic Fangio is ready to expand his usage, and he doesn't do that unless he feels completely convicted to do that, then I would expect Quinyon Mitchell to have a lot more responsibility on Sunday. Adoree Jackson has been stable in some plays, but even with flipping the fields as they've done the last couple of weeks, he has been giving up some explosive passes, gave up a 40-yard touchdown on Sunday. So if that happens again, then I would expect them to maybe use Michael Carter a little bit more, or at least adapt how they do things in the secondary.
Is there a healthy fear for these Cowboys still?
What's that?
Is there a healthy fear in the city on the roster for these Cowboys, or could the Eagles overlook the 4-5-1 Dallas squad?
I think this team, and you mentioned it with the drama earlier, there is just a lot of focus on themselves. And I mean that both in a positive and a negative sense. I was talking to Jalen Phillips yesterday about it was his first time playing against the Cowboys. I mean, they all realize it's a rivalry. They're going to carry on that way in their private lives and how they talk with fans. The fear, I'm not sure I'd describe it as fear. I think they're very confident in what they do, and they don't really speak it in those terms. But, you know, it's an interesting Cowboys defense along that interior, and I'm curious about this. And they've been playing better as of late.
Eagles suck.
Eagles suck. Eagles suck. Eagles suck. Eagles suck.
Thanks, Brooks.
Anytime.
There he goes. Brooks Cabina for the Athletic. Eagles beat writer here in the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan. We are live in Cowboys country, Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie, and we're coming back with the Cowboys tight end, Jake Ferguson, maybe in a record-breaking season. And he'll join us next right here on 105 through the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Fan. All right, welcome back. It's time for the Jake Ferguson Show here on The Fan. The Expressway brought to you by the on-time experts. Jake Ferguson Show brought to you by Miller Lite, official beer of the Dallas Cowboys. You can see Jake right now on YouTube, Dallas Fan Cam. And here he is, the man with 7 touchdowns through 10 games. Broke out the mime celebration as they beat the Raiders in Las Vegas. 2 away from the Cowboys' all-time tight end touchdown record of 9. And Jake Ferguson joining us now here on The Fan. And a good evening, sir. How the heck are you? We got you? We're going to get this audio up. I can't hear Jake for some reason.
Did you mute yourself?
But he is there. He's not muted.
No.
He is. I can't see him. I can see him.
I see the mouth moving.
He's saying hello.
He's
hello.
Smiling. He seems so happy right
Jake,
now.
Jake, I will say this is our first time with you in our new studio, so we might have some logistic issues on our end. This is not a you problem. This isn't our problem.
I think he might be taking the mime bit to the next level here.
Yeah, he's hitting that cell. He's,
okay, all right. We'll get this sorted out. We'll get Jake Ferguson up in here in just a second. It is the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, and a big day of sports news out there. A lot of stuff going on, including Joe Burrow looking outstanding. He was back at practice for a second full practice today, nearing his return for the Cincinnati Bengals. The Lakers fired Jerry Buss's kids. The Buss brothers are out. But maybe the top story here for the Cowboys, C.D. Lamb says missing that Vegas curfew was on him. He could be held accountable for that. But
the drinking part of that, or the vomiting part of that, was apparently inaccurate. And he said that's a disrespect to even suggest I know how to hold my liquor.
Of course. You kidding me?
I may not have been.
Like, CD's been there before.
He's wearing the 88. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah,
he knows he learned from the playmaker.
He says, I may not have been doing what I'm supposed to, but I'm not some kind of an amateur. And that's good to know. You know? I mean, for me, there was a line that of demarcation of, you know, I was out too late, but hey, the game's 12 hours later, so what's the really big deal to I'm so hammered and out of it the night before the game that I'm vomiting in a hotel lobby while people are getting up for their morning routine. Like, that would be – that's problem drinker territory.
Right.
Right? So good to know from CD, and good to know he was giving it back to the media a little bit. I do think, you know, we should probably have seen the end of that. Dak Prescott – the new Mr. Unlimited at practice. He was a full go. How's this practice report looking? Looks like we're heading in the right direction with most everybody out here, aren't we?
Yeah, I believe so, other than Hooker.
Malik Hooker, yeah.
Okay, so that's a concern. I thought, you know, Malik Hooker's presence was felt. His decision-making, yes. You know, being in the right place at the right time, those kind of things. Maybe he's not the ideal in every way at that position, but a big upgrade. Jadeveon Clowney limited. Dante Fowler was limited. And Solomon Thomas is on his way back from that calf. He was limited as well. But Dak, Tyler Smith, Donovan Wilson, and Perry and Winfrey all with full participation. So that's good news out there for the Cowboys. I guess they were practicing outside today before this weather came in. As
yeah.
We're broadcasting live.
And Jake's like, yeah, we were practicing out there in the rain. You know, he's just nodding.
That's a Wisconsin guy.
Yes.
He's willing to battle the elements.
We'll try and pick up the body language here as we're just staring at Jake awkwardly without.
Does anybody know ASL? Do we have any?
Sign language? Sign language, yes.
Can you do any of that?
Well, if we get Jake audio coming through here, just let me know. Okay, so the big Ranger story of the day, are they really thinking about trading Corey Seager? As this comes from the Say It Ain't So department, but one of my favorite Rangers of all time, apparently Evan Grant with the story today, they're looking to shed payroll to such an extent they're open to the idea of moving on from Corey Seager. I think that's gone too far because Corey Seager, I would imagine, your best player, definitely your best position player, best hitter. And if we're thinking about moving on from Corey Seager, I think we've hit DEFCON 9, and that's a massive rebuild. At that point, I don't think there's any recovering to being a successful team anytime soon if you're talking about moving on from Corey Seager. Adolis Garcia, I understand. Marcus Semien, I understand. Jonah Heim, I understand. But Corey Seager, that's a non-negotiable. That's a World Series hero, an ALCS hero.
Yeah. I mean, I think you can get something for Corey. I don't know how much you could get for Marcus right now. And I think for a team that's looking to kind of cut some payroll, I don't love it. I don't like this. I want to be going all in and trying to win championships. The Rangers won a World Series by spending money and acting like a top market team, which you are. You're in Dallas-Fort Worth. You're the fourth largest market in America. There's no reason to be cutting corners and cutting payroll. But when you don't have success for 2 years, your owner changes mindset a little bit. Now you're in a different situation, and Chris Young's probably going to have to go out there and bargain shop. And CY's going to have to figure out, okay, can I find a guy, a diamond in the rough here, to come in and give me some more production than I expect based on the cost. But it's to lose a Corey Seager would be – it'd be tough.
You're really embracing a giant step back.
And yeah.
The youth movement situation would
Jake's going to call. Jake's going to call us on the hotline.
Well, that'll work. I mean, you better get whoever picks him up to take the full freight of the contract. You better not be throwing in money and taking B-rated prospects for Corey Seager. Like, this better be a trade that sets you up for the future, like the Mark Teixeira trade back in 2009. That, you know, I do think the smart teams move on from players as they're getting a little bit older. But once you have won a championship, the line has got to be more difficult for you to cross than just like, oh, well, it's not working out, so let's tear this thing down and look to build for the future. You know, that would be
depressing. Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I'd rather watch World Series heroes fail for the next couple of seasons than, you know, a bunch of no-name guys like going back in time with Solak and Kiner Falefa. That was miserable. That was a miserable Rangers existence.
No, tell me about it. I had to work a lot of pre and post. I worked 70 games those 2 years. And for Jared Hicksey or Nadell, whoever was out, and it was a living hell. We were broadcasting for a AAA squad.
Wow.
All righty. He is on the phone, and he is ready as Jake Ferguson joins us now here, the Cowboys player show on the Fan. And sorry about that. We moved into a new studio 2 weeks ago, Jake, so appreciate you doing what it takes to get on here and make this thing happen.
No worries, fellas. Glad to be back.
Serious question, though. We got Mark Schlereth, former Super Bowl champ, who jumps on with us every Tuesday, and he was notorious for peeing his pants during games as an offensive lineman. Kind of trying to keep warm, but also he's a disgusting individual. Have you ever pissed your pants during a football game, or do you know anybody that has?
It's a good question.
I have. We played in the great battle of Wisconsin football versus Purdue football. We went into triple overtime, and we were on the last drive. And we needed to go, and I needed to go as well. And I ended up just relieving myself in the huddle. And, you know, we ended up winning that game.
Yeah. Whatever it takes.
Maybe need to do that on Sunday. If things aren't going well, Jake, we might need to just relieve yourself.
It makes it easier to block.
Hydration can be tricky, you know, late summer, right, yeah. Early fall games, it's hot, you want to get hydrated. How do you handle that these days?
Man, yeah, I'm pretty decent with my water intake. I think my key is one glass of red wine within the week. I don't limit myself to the day. I just kind of drink it as it comes to me, but no, I do that, and then I also have this drink called Good Sport. It's actually fairly good at rehydrating and stuff like that. It's actually, the electrolytes are from milk, and so that's the only sports drink that does that. So, yeah,
that sounds cool. Cool science. Now the big conversation here is, was that bye week a turning point for this team? Does it feel any different? Does it feel better? Like, what do you say reflecting on that very impressive win against the Raiders and what it could mean for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I don't want to be the guy to be like, oh, you know, we're the best now. You know, it was a step in the right direction, and you know, our coaching staff, Shoddy, Clayton Adams, we all talk about, you know, November football and like what kind of ball you're playing in November, and this is that part of the season where teams start to separate themselves. And so we're kind of approaching each and every day as in, you know, we're trying to be at the top of that pack. We're not trying to sink down. We're not trying to, you know, have our style of play or our focus of play, you know, drop off. We're trying to start moving up and start moving up to the top half of these teams. And like I said, it's just a step in the right direction, and, you know, there's a lot more work to do.
How much more confidence do you have in the defense with all these new faces, guys getting healthy, trade deadline, and all that?
Yeah, there was a point in that Raiders game where I think Q got a sack and then somebody else got a sack, and a couple of guys on the offense, we all looked at each other and we were like, hey, this is nice.
Smashing that run, too. I mean, it really looked like a big step forward was taken there, so that was great. Now, the other big topic here, how was your Saturday night? You turn in early in Vegas, or were the bright lights calling your name as well?
Oh, man, they were calling my name. However, I shut that down and just went to bed early. I actually went with the O-lineman to grab a little bite to eat. But, no, yeah, if it wasn't a team trip, I would have been on the tables for sure.
Maybe if the fiance was with you, you guys would have gone out partying.
Well, that's the thing is I told her to go, and, you know, it's not a team trip for her. So I was like, I'll give you a little cash and see what you can do on the tables, but she didn't want to go. So
you're more of a tables guy? Are you more of a tables guy or a club guy?
Oh, tables. I've probably been to two clubs in my life, maybe three.
Wow.
And I'm just, yeah, I'm not a huge, you know, I'm a Wisconsin guy. I'm a dive bar guy. If there isn't a craps table, I'm shooting dice. Or not shooting dice, shooting darts.
Okay, so darts or craps. But where'd you get all these dance moves from then?
Yeah, that's just the Spanish side in me. That's my mom's side, you know.
I like it. The Alvarez lineage?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's in the blood right there.
Hey, Jake, when you're
you know, we like to talk about these when these games come up, and like you're about to go through a stretch with the three games and how they're being played, and just kind of talk about that. Is that something that, like, that's just difficult to even think about, or do you just have to put your brain on hold? How do you prepare for having to play the and all these games mean so much now, but they're so close together. How is your prep for that, and how do you explain to people what you guys have to go through to get to that point?
Yeah, it's hard to explain. It's hard to explain to people. Like, we kind of sat there, and even some of the rookies, you know, we were sitting there, and, you know, it's Thursday, and I go, yeah, we got a game on Sunday. And he's like, yeah. And then I go, but we also play a week from today. And he was like, wait, what? And I was like, oh, yeah, it's about to get gritty here. And, I mean, for me, I think it surprised me a little at first, like that first year.
Right.
And then as the years kind of go on, I've learned to, like, eliminate some of the things in my life that are going to add to the stress. You know what I mean? It's to me, it's all about stressors and cup fillers. Like, I want to be able to, during these 2 weeks where it's, you know, three games and however many days, I want to be able to go home and relax, get in my hot tub, do the recovery I need to do, watch some Game of Thrones, and just chill. And so when you do go home and you might have some stressors, or you might be thinking about other stuff, or you might be, you know, going through it a little bit, it's harder to, you know, lock in, go into work each day. And something that sticks with me is something that Coach Wells always says is protect your energy. You know what I mean? If something that really ticks you off and you get real mad, or, you know, you're driving and somebody cuts you off or something, there's no reason to really get mad, because at the end of the day, you're going to need your energy on game day.
Jake Ferguson with us here on 105.3 The Fan. Jake, I got an Eagles suck chant going on here. We're at Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie. I hate them. And I really think you guys are about to go on a special run here in the back half of the season. But when you look at this Eagles defense, what are some of the biggest differences now to when you played them week one?
Yeah. Well, you said they're chanting that at the Twin Peaks you're at right now?
Yeah, we got them going. I mean, we can try and get it going again if you want.
No, I'll come swing all of them down there.
Let's go.
But, no, I think, you know, week one, it's a little bit of a – I don't want to say like a test, but it's really a time where you can kind of
Eagles suck.
Let's go.
That's how we roll, baby.
Let's go. Yeah, I think it's just a test, and then now, like I said, November football is when you really figure out what a team is made of and who they're going to be.
Hey, Jake. To circle back about with CD and George going out, after you saw the way they played, didn't you guys think about getting a bus now and all going out and missing curfew? Because if that's what it takes, I'll drive the bus for you guys if everybody just wants to pile in and do that.
Listen, I'm going to remember you said that.
I'll be happy if we can have some fun and turn around and have about 20 catches and big yak yards and all that. I'll drive the bus for you guys all night if you want me to do that.
Say that might work a couple times, but we gotta lock it down again.
Jay, can you let us in on some insight here? I've seen Brandon Aubrey talk about this, but is there any truth the players can swap and sit in first class after road wins?
Yeah. So Shoddy kicks off all the coaches. So, like, all the coaches are in first class, and some of the, like, McClay and some other guys, guys.
Yeah.
And in the locker room at the end, each time we went on the road, he's like, coaches, get your tails in the back of the plane. And so he pushes them all back and moves all the players up, which is pretty cool.
Well, do you get to walk up and tap somebody on the shoulder? That would be even better.
Like, you go get Lunda Wells.
Like, they're all sitting there, and you just tap them on the shoulder, and, hey, man, you're an 18F.
Yeah.
Go 34F. Back. Yeah. 34F.
Yeah. I mean, less of that, but it's. I think the coaches are a little happy when that happens, obviously.
Sure.
But no, I mean, the It's awesome that they do that, and I've never seen that. You know, even though I'm a young guy, that's pretty cool.
Well, you're the man, Jake. Thank you so much for making it happen for us today. Give them hell on Sunday. We'll be pulling for you.
Of course. Appreciate you guys. You have a good one.
Salute. There he goes. Jake Ferguson Show brought to you by Miller Lite, official beer of the Dallas Cowboys. And it's time to go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day.
It's GP.
Ha ha. Yeah, baby.
Y'all in my neighborhood right now. Y'all in my hood, fam.
Yeah, you go ahead and let this thing breathe as much as you like because you got the 6 o'clock two for LA Live, bro.
Oh, okay. bad, yeah.
Man, this is majestic. This your home, Twin Peaks?
That is my home, south side of Grand Prairie. Mayfield Road right over there. Robinson Road right over there, huh?
Yeah,
I know all about them roads, baby.
You appreciate the talent in here, too.
So I popped by on a Friday night one time, me and the old lady, and we were like, she kept elbowing me. She's like, look.
We were like, yeah, there's some talent.
Yeah, I said, we're going to come back. Or I might come back without you, baby. I don't know which one it was. Hey, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30, but today we're doing it at 5:39 because Big Ferg was in the building. Of course, I have to move over. Big Ferg scoring touchdowns for the Cowboys. Huh? What do I do for the Cowboys? Nothing, so I got to mind my business and sit in my place. My name is L.A., by the way, Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media if there's anything you think I should be playing. Shout out to you. We have no winner in champ so far because our man Eric Chiafalo went five times. More like seven times because we had some days off in there.
We did.
He eulogized, what's that guy's name? Forgot his name. It doesn't matter. No,
Leopold Harrison.
Yeah. So I'm going to just go down this list right here. Mr. Broadus, do you remember a Washington player named Brian Mitchell?
I do. War number 30 was a great special teams
kicker
player.
Turner.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a problem.
Brian was tough.
Every team in the NFC East but the Cowboys.
I think he had some legendary post-game shows where he went off on the on the Commanders.
With the Eagles.
Yeah.
I think he might.
Yeah.
I like what you're saying. How did you know this already? So this is his bag. He goes off in the post-games?
That's his bit.
Okay.
He's not afraid. Like Nate Newton looked at me
he's
one
not afraid.
Me and Nate Newton looked at me one day and goes, "You're trying to get fired doing this, aren't you?"
No, you're just a bleep hole.
Brian Mitchell, Brian Mitchell and I were like the same guy in the post game shows and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, he has his eye on some Washington D.C. radio personalities have been talking trash.
Oh yeah.
About the team and the quarterback.
Oh yeah.
And he's coming for you.
Yeah.
So I would just say this. I got a lot of people in my sights. Go for it on the radio this week, and now y'all know who y'all are. I'm coming at you. I'm going to expose a lot of people because they try to act as if they care about the team. They're not fans of the team by stretch already. There are a bunch of guys who did not like us having drafted Jay, and they wanted to draft somebody else. There are a lot of people who try to play that game as if, you know, the person, no. You don't seem to like him. You like the other person.
Yeah.
And I think it's very much like somebody else. And I'm not going to say that lady's name yet, but people probably know. I don't like her because she was always doing stuff a certain way. And I'm starting to notice a lot of our radio personalities are the same way. So, yes, the team is not playing well right now. They're not doing good. But the ultimate thing is I'm not going to allow you or people to use their own personal reasons to try to come at this team and try to throw some little salt in the game.
Okay. Coming after some Washington, D.C. radio personalities, especially that lady. I don't know who that lady was, but watch out, lady.
I hope
out.
It's not Julie Donaldson.
I don't think she's doing stuff with them anymore.
No, yeah. I think she's going on like a nice little travel tour.
Okay.
Just soaking in.
Nice
like,
lady, but
retirement,
oh, fantastic.
I guess.
Yeah. Really rocked the leather pants.
Let's see what else I got here for you boys. Let's go to the KNC Masterpiece. Hold up. All right.
Dance break.
Yeah. KNC Masterpiece. My man Corey was getting funky.
Uh-oh. Maybe that's a good depiction of why this offense has been sluggish. in addition to
Eternal
Strife.
What just happened?
Funky is what I was trying to get out there. I'm sorry about that. Did you get that?
Okay. That did not sound like that, Corey. That did not sound like that, my man.
He's on the Pat McAfee show?
All the grits.
Yeah, man. He's on the podcast.
Dude, can you see L. Duncan, Lucius?
No, I can't. It's been a struggle.
She's rocking a blue suit with some boots that she would just be head over heels for.
She's new boot goofing tonight.
New boot goofing. Tell you what, you boy... Not a fan of the boots.
Not a fan of the boots?
Not a fan of you covering up the toes.
Okay, fair.
I got to see some ankles and toes, Phil.
I got you.
Bust them toes out for you, boy.
Well, yeah, they might be wearing that for a reason.
The chesticles be breathing.
No, you're right, Eric. I hear you, Phil. Might be a cover-up game.
Yeah.
A distraction, if you will.
Put a fast one on you real quick.
They're not done.
Let me turn the lights off and put my boots off real quick. Let's see what else we got. Oh, we got a streamer right here. Yeah. Another one, an angry one, crashing out on wide receiver Darnell Mooney of the Falcons.
Okay. Yeah.
Kids, cover your ears.
Penix, off the motion from Sills. He'll throw it down.
This Darnell Mooney is ass.
It's down on the ground.
Darnell Mooney's ass, bro. That fell off.
Mooney puts it on the
Mooney fell off. Man, I'm about to crash out on this bitch ass.
And it will be third down.
This fell off. Goodness gracious, dude. You could catch for Kirk Cousins, but you cannot catch for Penix. You f***ing racist ass, raccoon ass, catch the f***ing ball, bitch ass. We should have left your ass in Chicago and rot, you bum ass bitch. You f***ing suck.
He's crying.
Damn, you f***ing suck. You should have left your bum ass in Chicago, you not catching ass. You suck every week. You lose, skinny. I'm tired of your punk ass.
Oh.
Falcons fans are so down bad, dude. Yeah, that is a fan base.
To crash out over Darnell Mooney. That is wild.
That's how you know you're.
Are you kidding me? That's like your fourth receiver.
And you think he was good?
That's like we're freaking out over Jalen Tolbert. Well, I've done that.
Yeah, you have.
Who the hell am I?
Yep.
See here what else we got. Hey, this is not one. Trap House Sports, disgruntled Cowboy fan. You know, we play his little rants and stuff like that sometimes when the Cowboys lose and he goes in on Jerry and whoever else was looking a bum during that game. This right here, he was excited about that win in Vegas. He was excited, so I'll let you hear some him being excited. You know what I mean? Got to bring some balance to him.
Will I be damned? Do I have a little bit of hope? Is my team out there looking good? There you go, CD. What I like to see. It's the second quarter, and I'm not pissed off. What's the odds of that? Same way it took no time for my dog to get involved. In the Williams, I see you. He said, "At you, bless you, thank you." Said it to himself.
Said it to himself.
Man, that really hit me when he's like, "It's the second quarter, and I'm not pissed off already." Yeah. It's like football games are emotional gambling. Either you're going to feel relieved or excited, or it's going to ruin your day.
Yeah, for sure.
What else we got? Hey, 16 men were arrested in Minnesota.
In a
pedo sex thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, they had a 17-year-old girl as bait, and they got caught. The operation was called Creep.
No.
Operation Creep.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, there you go. Listen to the Bloomington police chief tell you all about it here.
I'm calling this Operation Creep. So you know I do car karaoke and I can't sing, so I'm going to butcher this, but we'll be all right. But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo.
Oh.
It's a press conference,
song
bro.
These guys were saying, what am I doing here?
I don't belong here.
Get that song in your head. I'm a creep. That's exactly what every last one of these guys was.
That's the press conference, man.
Wow.
It took that real serious.
Dude, how many of these do we have? You had the sheriff in Florida or whatever recently where he's doing all sorts of bits there.
Oh, yeah. Trying to go viral. Running for mayor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
for
that guy.
County sheriff.
She was McMahon. So we we sent her to Mick jail.
So Abby's 14. You know, she's into all these shops and stuff. And there's one called Brandy Melville, which all the, like, the high schoolers and middle schoolers are going to. Both times I've been in that joint, that song played. And I was thinking, is that for me? Is that because an old guy's standing around like, what am I doing here? Right, so
they were throwing shade at you.
Both times I just let Abby know. I'm like, I think this is my sign. It's time for me to go, honey.
Yeah.
Here's the card. I'm going to be outside.
I'm going to be outside. You got this.
But I felt so out of place. You're just standing there looking at other dads like, what are we doing?
Yeah, what are we
When's
doing?
When's our kids going to get driver's licenses so we don't have to come here anymore?
Yeah.
What do you think, Lucius? Time to vote?
No, I got a church clip. Yesterday was a church day.
Okay.
You know, I hope you got your blessing. There's a blessing out there for you, man. Just get on your knees and ask God for it. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes.
Hey!
All right. This preacher right here was hitting it.
Douglas Haynes.
Frederick Douglas Haynes! Made for times like these! This preacher right here was hitting that spot.
Some of the things the Lord is going to bless you with, beloved, is going to be because you've been an obedient servant.
Yeah.
Testify. Get this guy in the choir.
Yeah. Well, I know you're right, bitch. It may not make any sense.
I know you're right, preacher. That. I know you're right. Oh, I got to hear that again, bro. He hit that thing.
It's going to be because you've been an obedient servant.
Yeah.
This is an all points bulletin. Oh.
It may not make.
I counted 10 seconds of hang time there.
It's killing it.
Good pipes.
Yeah.
That's an all pro.
It's a tornado warning. All right. What else we got? This isn't one either, but I got time. I thought about it. It's not a nominee, but I'm going to play it anyway just because we have a little bit of time here. Let's go to the Fan After Dark, Fred.
Yes.
Floppy Things.
Degenerate Jake, hottest guy in Mavs basketball right here, Blake Elliott.
I think CA's up there too, right?
Ooh. Two hottest guys right there. Two hottest guys, Mavs basketball.
It's kind of weird you to say that when your mic's flopping in your face and falling over.
Yeah. Whoa, it's real flimsy, knocking you in the cheek. Appreciate you guys paying such close attention to that. What's flopping in my face?
Okay.
All right.
That mic in position two needs to be tightened up, by the way, DJ.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
And the producer mic.
It does. All right, that's it, fam. Let's do some voting.
We got our champ. Well, no, we have no champ. We have five challengers. Is it Brian Mitchell, Commander's postgame exposing people? Is it KNC Masterpiece? Corey got funky on the mic.
Whew.
Is it the streamer crashing out on Darnell Mooney of the Falcons? Is it the Bloomington police chief or your church day blessings preacher on obedient servants interrupted? Kept his focus well.
Did.
You know?
Yeah.
Sure did.
Let me see here. I'm going to go with that streamer crashing out on Darnell Mooney, man. That was pretty funny. Chief, how about you?
I will go with the quality hang time there. Church day blessings.
What do you think, Lucius? Is that two for the church day blessings?
No, I just want to play it again. I'm going to do a Corey.
Okay. Woolchuck.
I'm going to take the Darnell Mooney crash out.
All righty. And Brian.
Crash out.
All right. By a score of 3-1-1. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion is a streamer crashing out on Darnell Mooney's drops. Becoming very popular. That's streaming while the game is going on.
Yeah.
A lot of guys popping up having success with that, so salute to you guys. Let's stay in the Pimp Cup. Time for a Thursday night edition of LA Live with Lucius Alex.
Wait, when? Right now? Nah, not right now.
Do it at 6.
Let's take that thing to 6,
Let's
man.
Take it to 6.
Alrighty.
I can give you some goods.
Sounds good. We're live at Twin Peaks and Grand Prairie. Here's Chief with the goods.
We got to fill about 3 minutes here. What can we do?
I will handle this. Okay, so one of the things.
All right, taking over. Let's play another edition of Contender or
Pretender. I'm down, dude.
Now you got
I did
this.
Some homework on this. My body's ready for some contender pretender.
I mean, I've got it ready if you want it.
Yeah, I mean, feed me. I'll just leave you with this, though. Tim McMahon, I'm trying to see which podcast he was on, but he says that he's going to ask Anthony Davis during his next media availability. Okay, this is just a nice little tease. He's going to ask Anthony Davis if he wants to be traded. Okay.
Oh.
So next time we get Anthony Davis at the microphone, Tim McMahon, who fears nothing. And no one, is going to ask Anthony Davis if he wants to be traded. And, of course, he will do the Jason Kidd thing. Like, no, I never wanted to get out of Dodge. I love it here. I love Dallas. You saw me wearing that Packers jersey. This is my home.
I wasn't a Dodge jersey. It was a Jordan Love jersey.
Exactly where I want to be.
I don't want to be a Milwaukee Buck.
Yeah, trade me the Bucks.
Hey, any way we could fleece him for Giannis?
We might be able to,
Can we
man.
Send, like, our entire roster, Bud Cooper, Flag, and just get Giannis back?
I think Flag and Davis might get it done.
Oh, but I want to keep Flag.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Am I being greedy?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
That's usually my
low
thing.
Probability.
All right.
Fun to dream of. It's for Super Bowl.
For Super Bowl.
This is to win a Super Bowl.
To win the Super Bowl.
This isn't to do some, like, around the rim thing.
Yep. This is not hanging around the rim, as Jerry says. This is contender or pretender for the Super Bowl. Eric.
Yes.
Tonight, it starts. The Houston Texans, they're hosting the Buffalo Bills.
Yes,
and
they
nobody
are.
Circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills.
But Houston's got the top-ranked scoring defense in all of the National Football League. They're finding ways to stay afloat without C.J. Stroud. Is Joe Mixon out for the year? Hell yeah, he is.
Yes, he is.
But he hasn't played it down this year, and they're still running the damn football. They got Woody Marks. They got Nick Chubb. The Houston Texans, Eric Chiafalo, contender or pretender.
I'm sorry, I just cannot go ahead and give them that nod. As much as I would like to, the Texans are just not quite there. Offensively, yeah, how can you trust them? How can you trust them? Defensively, yes, they are legit. I mean, they're in the conversation for best defense in football. That'll keep them in games. But in no way is their offense anywhere close to championship contender. This isn't even one of those teams that could fall ass backwards into a conference title game. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe they got here. This is a one-and-done playoff team if they get there, Wolchuk.
Fair enough. Brian Broaddus.
Yes.
The Denver Broncos. They're 9-2. They're the top seed in the NFL. They just beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Bo Nix, he's been incredible in the fourth quarter. They've got a defense that's getting it done without the reigning defensive player of the year in Pat Surtain. Your buddy, Sean Payton, you know him well. The Denver Broncos, contender or pretender.
Yeah, this is a contender all the way. They're going to get home field advantage there in Denver, and I think that's going to help them immensely. Sean has gone through this, the whole playoffs, Super Bowl thing. His quarterback, he's kind of managing him. They've got a legitimate damn defense. That defense will – we've seen Denver win a Super Bowl with a great defense and a quarterback that wasn't great. So Denver is a legitimate team.
All right, Gavin Dawson, take us home. We're going to go back to the AFC West.
By the way, I'm going to dunk on that and just say no.
No.
Okay, I just can't buy into their
you
offense.
I don't like Bo Nix.
I don't like Bo Nix.
I get it.
I don't
I
like Bo Nix.
I didn't either, but the coach has got him playing.
He masks it.
It's the coaches. It's not the players.
It's the coaches. Defensively, they get home field in Denver. They haven't lost a game yet in Denver.
That altitude's real, bro.
Yeah, they haven't lost a game yet.
It's real.
You're right.
All right, Gavin Dawson, Cowboys are going to play this team. It's the L.A. Chargers. Jim Harbaugh, he's got a championship track record. He's got an elite quarterback, so they say, in Justin Herbert. But that offensive line, they've been banged up. They lost both starting tackles. Is the defense even good enough? The L.A. Chargers, are they contenders? Or pretenders.
Going to have to say pretender on this one, Wolchuk. That'll put a bow on it.
By a mile.
We got 4 hours down and one to go. We're live at Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie here right off the bush here in 20. Got 1 hour to go, and we'd love to see you swing on by for some each drinks and scenic views. And we're coming back with that LA Live, Lucius. What's in store for us this evening?
The ladies made a list, and we're going to say RIP to a legend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.